Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is December 4, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Telkom launches carrier billing option for Apple purchases. Denver RTD, Lyft partner to offer new mobile fare payment method. Affirm to acquire PayBright for US$264 million MLN. Wplay teams up with Nuvei to boost its payment method service. EBANX, PicPay partner to offer a new payment option for international e-commerce in Brazil. BHMI confirms support for all payment types. MasterCard, Zen launch digital financial solutions to tackle e-commerce challenges. Global e-commerce transactions increased since November 2020, ACI Worldwide reveals. Now let's get started. Telkom launches carrier billing option for Apple purchases. Telkom has revealed that its customers will now be able to pay for Apple content and services via carrier billing, directly from their mobile phone account. Customers can use carrier billing to pay for services such as the App Store, Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, movies on the Apple TV app, Apple Arcade, and iCloud storage. To use the payment method, Telkom customers have to use a new or existing Apple ID and select mobile phone as their payment method in the account settings on the App Store, in iCloud, or within the Apple Music or Apple TV apps from their iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, Mac, or on iTunes from their PC. The new payment option will be configured automatically and will allow one-tap purchases to be made for any Apple product. The service will be available to all Telkom customers in South Africa for postpaid and prepaid mobile plans. Denver RTD, Lyft partner to offer new mobile fare payment method. The Denver Regional Transportation District, RTD, has partnered with Lyft to offer riders a new mobile fare payment option via the Lyft app. The partnership will allow Lyft users to pay for RTD tickets. App users can search and compare routes, identify nearby bus and rail connections in addition to Lyft vehicles and scooters, purchase multiple tickets using any credit or debit payment method currently enabled in Lyft, and save unused tickets for up to 45 days. When they're ready to ride, customers can view all available purchased tickets and activate them with one tap. Riders can continue to buy tickets through RTD's mobile tickets app and other ticketing platforms such as Uber. Affirm to acquire PayBright for US$264 million MLN. Affirm has announced it has entered into a definitive agreement to acquire PayBright, one of Canada's buy now, pay later providers. According to the press release, under the terms of the agreement, Affirm will acquire PayBright for a total cash and equity consideration of approximately US$264 million. Additional terms of the transaction were not disclosed. The partnership between Affirm and PayBright will unite two innovators with complementary merchant relationships and deeply aligned cultural values, and creates a payment solutions platform with expanded scale and reach. Together, Affirm and PayBright will have a larger and more diverse merchant network across the US and Canada. Additionally, PayBright's first-mover advantage in Canada provides Affirm the opportunity to continue to expand. Furthermore, the transaction is expected to close in the first quarter of calendar year 2021, subject to customary closing conditions. Wplay teams up with Nuvei to boost its payment method service. Colombia-based online gaming operator Wplay has teamed up with Nuve, a Canada-based PSP, to boost its payment methods offering. Nuve will provide the acquisition platform and technology to power Wplay's payment activities. Via the agreement, Wplay has incorporated Cashier, Nuve's hosted payment page, which provides access to over 450 alternative methods of payment and offers the most popular payment methods to local players. The integration also enables Wplay to benefit from value-added services such as fraud prevention and risk management solutions. Nuve's Cashier is designed to handle high volumes of international payments while maintaining regulatory compliance. It provides a localized interface and is integrated with nearly 150 currencies and hundreds of local payment methods. EBANX, PicPay partner to offer a new payment option for international e-commerce in Brazil. EBANX has partnered with PicPay, a Brazil-based digital wallet, to offer a new payment option in the country. According to the press release, thanks to the partnership, international companies that adopt EBANX's solutions to sell in Brazil through digital payment accounts can now offer PicPay as one of its payment options, expanding their total addressable market in the largest economy in Latin America, and giving access to millions of Brazilians to global products and services. The initiative comes to support Latin America-based consumers, as digital wallets have gained special traction during the pandemic, not only because they allow easy access to e-commerce, but also because of the distribution of emergency aid during the pandemic, which was extensively done through e-wallets. Moreover, customers can also use PicPay to split payments in installments, a preferred way for Brazilians to buy products and services. Furthermore, the partnership will help EBANX to reinforce its presence in the digital wallets market, which is expected to reach almost 50% of transactions on e-commerce by 2022, according to Bain Consultancy. BHMI confirms support for all payment types. Payments software company BHMI has confirmed its Concourse Financial Software Suite supports all payment types, including traditional, card-based and non-card transactions as well as alternative payment options. BHMI is constantly updating its Concourse Financial Software Suite to meet the needs of a rapidly evolving payments ecosystem. In 2019, the company announced Concourse's support for ISO 20022 payment format standards, allowing financial institutions to overcome semantic and syntax barriers often associated with cross-border payments. The software's most recent features allow financial institutions to support current and future infrastructure changes as the payments industry continues to evolve. Concourse Financial Software Suite is an integrated collection of back-office products allowing companies to adapt to the rapidly changing world of payments. Concourse is an integrated package, including settlement, reconciliation, fees processing, and disputes workflow management, that reduces the complexity of back-office processing. MasterCard, Zen launch digital financial solutions to tackle e-commerce challenges. Fintech company Zen in cooperation with MasterCard have launched a suite of digital finance solutions, enabling consumers to pay both online and in-store with contactless solutions. According to the press release, Zen users will get a MasterCard card either in plastic or digital-only form, and thanks to MasterCard's tokenization technology, the card can be added to Apple Pay and Google Pay mobile wallets. Besides, the Zen payment card gives access to exclusive benefits, including cashback and one-year extension of the manufacturer's warranty. It also provides access to multi-currency accounts, allowing you to pay in 30 currencies with no commission fee. Moreover, Zen's users, both individual and business clients, do not need to spend time and energy on chargeback claims. Instead, they can report the claim directly to Zen, which will take care of the procedure on users' behalf, within Zen Care package. For entrepreneurs, the Zen solution provides instant payments flow which guarantees that money transfers are executed within hours from a transaction. All services are managed through a mobile application with a simple, minimalistic design and intuitive user interface, with Zen support available 24/7. Zen's products are available in all countries of European Economic Area. With offices in Poland, the Netherlands, and Lithuania, digital money license issued by the Central Bank of Lithuania and approved by European Banking Authority and local regulators in 31 countries, Zen provides customer service in English, German, Spanish, French, and Polish, with more languages to be added at a later stage. Global e-commerce transactions increased since November 2020, ACI Worldwide reveals. New benchmark data from ACI Worldwide has revealed a 21% increase in e-commerce transactions globally in November 2020 compared to November 2019, due to earlier holiday shopping season. According to the press release, the result was driven by strong consumer demand for household items and services, especially those providing shipment, remote education and training, and insurance for consumer electronics. Accordingly, based on hundreds of millions of e-commerce transactions from global merchants, the retail sector saw a significant increase 30% over the five-day period from Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday in 2020 compared to 2019. Additionally, fraud attempt rates increased slightly to 1.7% by volume and 3.4% by value, similar to prior holiday seasons, as a result of increased genuine consumer spending outpacing fraud. Non-fraud chargebacks increased by 15% in October 2020 compared to 2019, a lower percentage than that of April and May of 2020, mainly due to more people being back at work and call centers being better staffed to deal with consumer calls. Key findings regarding e-commerce purchasing trends. In 2020 to date, January to November, global e-commerce transactions increased by 20% compared to the same period last year. Travel and ticketing continued to see a significant dip in November due to the pandemic, declining 60 and 85% respectively. Transactions in the gaming sector increased 50%. This increase was less than previous months, potentially due to market saturation as well as consumers potentially awaiting holiday gift cards for gaming purchases. The US saw an increase in transactions of 20% and the UK of 19% from January through November 2020 compared to the same period in 2019. We continue to see e-commerce spending behaviors change because of lockdown, driving UK purchases earlier this holiday season than ever before. New fraud trends observed. Fraudulent attempt purchase value decreased by $11 in 2020 compared to 2019. This was the impact of airline, sporting event and concert ticket purchase declines, which have a high average ticket price. Genuine purchases value decreased by $18. Fraud attempt rates by volume increased slightly by 1.7% and 3.4% by value, similar to prior holiday seasons, as a result of increased genuine consumer spending outpacing fraud. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.